Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
Hey, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with the Rick Tittle. That would be me, you would be you, and it's a TGIF edition of Titillating Sports as we head into the weekend. What you got? What are you looking forward to with your sporting weekend? Are you a baseball fan? Looked like maybe the Rays were going to make quick work of those Astros. I think most of America was hoping for that, but the Astros are showing that they will not go quietly. That series to 3-2 now, and really the pressure is on the Rays not to choke this out New York Yankees style. And then you look at the Dodgers, who come in with an 11-run first inning 2 games ago, and then last night laid down again as the Braves take a commanding 3-1 lead. And you think about all the exits in the last 8 years for the Dodgers and these outstanding regular seasons that they have had. They've just not translated to the postseason. Just hasn't happened. So they will be desperate to stay alive as well. And your NFL weekend, Rick's picks, as always, R-I-X-P-I-X. They take a look at the scores. And I'll let you know who's going to win and who's going to lose. Are you going to tell us who's going to cover? Nah, probably not going to get into that. But it is a Friday, and you know, in the first hour, we take a look into Hollywood. And we do it with our very good friend, the film critic extraordinaire, Jan Wall. We've got some guests lined up in the first hour, actor Tyler Posey, director-musician Michael Cuenca, and Mark Vieira, who has a very cool book about classic Hollywood photography. Jonathan Lipnicki will join us, the actor, in the second hour, as will Axeman Roach from Street Outlaws on the Discovery Channel. And John Wertheim, the Sports Illustrated writer, will join us in the third hour, talk about the scandal at Ohio State and why he thinks it's not getting as much attention as probably should. If you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, I give a big shout out to our troops listening, our brave men and women at 500 outlets, 177 countries. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app as well, and the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page 2. WinningReviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out WinningReviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to WinningReviews.com. That's WinningReviews.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. It is Friday in our first hour, and as always, we're joined by a very good friend, film critic Jan Wall. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing fine, Rick. You know what I watched for the second time last night, and I loved it? The Life and Times of Hank Greenberg. I don't know what it is about that documentary, but it just thrills me.
And you being Jewish, an extra little kick there too, right?
Of course, and also, you know, you sort of don't have to be Jewish because you just kind of get awed by his courage. Plus, he was a really unusual guy. I mean, he was kind of a, you know, a spy for the, thank God, anti-fascist side. And he was also, you know, this amazing ball player before they had metal detectors, so that he could have been killed at any minute. He just had such guts.
Yes, well, we'll talk about that as well, but we're very happy to welcome our first guest, actor Tyler Posey. He's a real star up and coming in Hollywood, and he has a new movie that is out on digital and on demand today, and it will be released on DVD on the 20th from Lionsgate. It's called Alone. And Tyler, welcome to the show. I know a lot of times people say, oh, this film, this book, this album, whatever, is very timely, but you think about how timely this actually is. This takes place during a global pandemic, right?
Dude, it's insane. Thank you. Thank you, first of all, for having me. Yeah. I mean,
hi, Tyler. Good for you.
Hi, how are you? Thank you. Yeah, we actually filmed this over a year ago, way before our own COVID pandemic was even a thought or a blip on the radar. It's intense how timely this is and how synchronized it is with what everyone has been dealing with. You know, my character's social distances. He's got quarantining. He can't go outside without being infected. He's stocked up on food. He's alone for the first time in forever, which everybody else had to deal with. So it's pretty intense. A lot of people, I think, are into it. And it's a cool movie.
Wow. So you had no idea this was all coming. What an amazing...
We had no idea.
Yeah. It's just too weird. Tyler, a little bit about your trajectory as an actor. Who did you grow up wanting to be? I mean, was there somebody who inspired you?
Actually, it was my dad. My dad got me into the business when I was 6 years old. So I've been doing this for the better half of my life, for 23 years. And I'm only 29, you know. So it's like most of my life I've been doing this. And yeah, I definitely had a lot of people I looked up to. You know, Fight Club was one of my favorite movies, even though we're not allowed to talk about it. So Brad Pitt is a huge idol of mine. But I love them all. I just love acting in general. Tom Hanks, you know, all the old school guys really started it for me.
So one thing we have to throw into this as well is, yes, it's a pandemic. We can relate to that. And then, of course, the Z word, which always works in Hollywood. We got some zombies here, Tyler?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we call them screamers. So, like, every zombie movie, everybody tries to do something a little bit different with their zombie. And what's cool about ours, and I'm really excited and proud of what we did, is that their last human emotion, their last human word, sticks with them. So there's a bit of humanity in them, but they're also trying to kill you. So it makes it that much harder to kill them and to survive, because some of them are asking for help even though they're trying to kill you. They're screaming. We call them screamers because they scream their last words that they had as a human. So it's way more disturbing than I think any a lot of zombie movies out there. So I'm super proud of it.
Wow. You mentioned that, Tyler, that you were a child actor, and a lot of child actors get into trouble with drugs and alcohol and not being able to distinguish reality and whatever that is, and show business. Did you ever find yourself struggling that way?
I mean, I definitely had my downfalls, but I am now sober. I'm on the other side of everything. I'm doing fantastic. I'm super grateful for life and for everything that's coming my way, and you know, work is only going to grow from here. And I grew up in a small town, which I think helps keep me pretty sane. You know, I grew up in Santa Clarita, which isn't that far from Hollywood, but it's enough out of Hollywood for me to maintain a quote-unquote normal childhood.
No doubt. We're speaking with Tyler Posey, the new movie Alone. You're about to give up hope in this movie when you find the actress Summer Spiro there. And I can see why that would give you hope to stay alive. And it kind of reminds me, in a way, of the Korean version. Is this kind of a an homage to that?
It is, actually. And I didn't know that until I started doing press for the movie. But, yeah, this is, I don't know if it's a remake or something along those lines. But yeah, I think this and the Korean version are pretty similar. And what's cool about him, losing hope and then living for somebody else is that he finds something bigger than himself to live for. And I think that's like just really cool symbolism for what the world is going through right now. You know, it's easy to lose hope during these depressing times during COVID and everything else going on. But as soon as you find something else to live for, something bigger than yourself, things become a little bit more, the priorities become more important, and they become better, if that makes any sense. You know, like you really start to understand what life is about when you have something bigger than yourself to live for.
Is there something you'd like to change about the business? I mean, one thing that comes to mind, the first thing, I was talking to Ben Affleck, who I think is a really fine actor and underrated, and he told me he would like to change how really big stars control the show and kind of make it like ego trips. Is there something you'd like to change if you could?
I guess in terms of social media, you know, it's easy to kind of put on a facade and a charade on social media and kind of always pretend that you're doing okay, which I think causes anxiety for other people when they're watching. It's like, why isn't my life this good? But I like to show the good and the bad. My mother passed away 6 years ago, and I like to be very vocal about that. It was her birthday in August, and I went to her gravesite, and I posted a picture of myself. I had tears in my eyes. And I just posted this long post saying, look, life isn't always good. And here's a big part of my life that, that is pretty sad and very real and but also beautiful, you know, like it's easy to find the silver linings within these really depressing times, you know, just by being open about it. And that's something I think I want to advocate a little bit more. And mental health, you know, like everybody's got mental health. It shouldn't be a stigma anymore. And just kind of taking care of that and going to see therapists. And I just want to make that conversation a little bit louder.
Tyler, last question for you. Like Jan, you grew up in L.A. You kind of grew up around the show business world. You didn't, like, move from the Midwest to get there. So what's it like when you, you know, your friends from high school turn on Teen Wolf and there you're on the TV?
Oh, man, everybody loves it. They're all so supportive. It's so cool. Like I said, I grew up in a really small town, so I had the best of friends. And as a young kid, I kind of got picked on a little bit for it in my early years, but then quickly got over that. Everyone, all of my best friends are so supportive. We used to have Teen Wolf watching parties. A couple of my friends are going to come over to my house maybe tonight or at some point to watch my movie. So everybody's super, super, super stoked and just really, really excited for me. And some of them have gotten into the business, too. A lot of them are part crew members. And so we have that to kind of experience together. And so it's just so cool. I have no regrets at all. My friends are awesome.
That's Tyler Posey. Make sure to check out Alone. Available today, digital on demand. And you can also get the DVD on the 20th. From Lionsgate. Tyler, congratulations on the movie, and let's catch up on your next one.
Congratulations,
I would love that.
Tyler.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. Jen, on the other side, we will talk to Michael Cuenca. I am Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Bio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851, 800-439-7851.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Oh, whatever works. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall is with us.
So Ricky, if she finds you disgusting, it's still whatever works, right?
Exactly right. It's the Harvey Keitel effect. Our next guest, we're happy to have him, is Michael Cuenca. And he is a musician. He's also a director. His new movie called I'll Be Around is available now on demand. And, Michael, I don't know where to start with you. You're such an interesting guy. Let's just go to the beginning. You're first-generation American of Cuban heritage. And is it true you learned how to speak English from watching cartoons?
Oh, yeah. My brothers, for example, they're about maybe – they'll kill me if I exaggerate, but they're about almost 20 years older than me. So by the time I came around, my parents were just over it, right? So they just sat me in front of a television. And, you know, in kindergarten and first grade, they were all Spanish-speaking classes. And then, you know, I just learned, you know, just watching regular, even like horror movies and that sort of stuff on television. And that's how I got acquainted with the language.
Just by watching cartoons, huh? And movies? Did you watch old movies? I have a friend in the Philippines. That's how he learned English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just old movies and cartoons.
Well, let's talk about the synopsis of this story. It takes place over one day, and it's before and during an intimate post-punk music festival with lots of different characters. And I'm interested, too, in the fact that you came up with this thing, and you didn't go to a fancy film school. Basically, everything, including the English language, you've been self-taught. Is that right?
It's all DIY, yeah. Just self-taught. Just, you know, I mean, I took a few film courses when I was younger, maybe when I was like 16 or so. But, you know, you learn best by just being thrown into the field and trying to figure things out. You make a lot of mistakes, though, and a lot of regrets. But, you know, you kind of figure out your own craft that way.
How much of the characters are you, Michael, that you're like, I'm a little bit of this guy, a little bit of that guy?
Well, I think it's a gigantic amalgam of me and co-writer Dan Roje's like personalities, right? So, and also experiences, also people that we've known in the music scene. You know, we wanted to touch upon certain stereotypes and then give them a little bit of an extra layer that you normally wouldn't see. But, you know, it's also really overwhelming because we have, what, like a cast of 50 characters throughout the span of a day, and you're seeing how each one of them interacts and how they connect in certain ways. But the whole movie itself, without too veering far from your question, it is sort of a domino effect of how everyone's interrelated and everyone plays a certain part in their lives or their roles in the span of somebody else's day.
You know, before COVID, I was going to go to Cuba. It was something really important to me. Could you explain in the Cuban? Yeah, I'm dying to see it. The Cuban culture, music seems to be, just permeates everything.
Oh, exactly. It's like we're a very energetic group of people, you know. Has a lot to do with the coffee as well, the espresso that we constantly drink. But the music is a reflection of that. And I think, you know, if you watch any of the stuff that I do and you have all these characters, you know, you pay close attention, you have all these characters talking over one another consistently. That was pretty much my childhood. And so, you know, when I was growing up and I was trying to discover, you know, I started discovering music and I gravitated towards more of a punk rock lifestyle or alternative music in general. What attracted me to it was the frenetic music choices. You know what I mean? So like, and it correlated with my childhood and everything. I guess it's all like, interconnected in its own way.
Mm-hmm. Couple more questions for Michael Cuenca, director of I'll Be Around. I know about 10 years ago, and you were already on a micro budget, your car got broken into, all your filmmaking gear was stolen, and you had to get a 9-to-5-er and sit behind a desk. How much of that, when you were sitting behind the desk, were you being naughty and working on scripts and things like that?
Honestly, about 80% of the time when I was in a cubicle, I was not doing my work. Because when I was doing that 9-to-5 gig, and I was working about, like, I want to say 10 hours a day, so I was working overtime. Also because I was obviously not getting my work done on time. But, you know, we were working on our DIY punk rock web series. You know, we had this web series around 2009, 2000, or 2010. And this is before, you know, streaming was a norm, and we had these half hour long episodes. No one could really watch them. They would freeze up when people would start trying to watch them. But, it's just what I did to, you know, it made me really happy to work on it. And I worked on it with a bunch of friends, but I was working full time in a cubicle, and I was shooting all night this stuff, and on weekends I would shoot all day and night. So I was running on like 3 hours of sleep. Yeah, I took advantage of that situation, and I would actually make the call sheets. I would rewrite scripts. I would start, you know, locking locations, all that sort of stuff.
Tell us a little bit more about your production company, Boulevard du Cinéma, because I know that a lot of money is wasted on, you know, the craft services and 5 million makeup people. And I guess you take kind of that European minimalist approach, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess it's, like Godard, you know, from the French New Wave. They had, you know, they ran around on the streets and they shot, you know, like Breathless and Masculine Feminine. They shot all that stuff with maybe like a crew of 5 people. You know?
Right.
So, and since I, you know, most of the actors that work on my stuff, they're, close friends, or we became close friends because we were working on stuff. They know what they're signing up to. And, you know, they bring their own meals. And sometimes, yeah, obviously if it's a long shoot, we'll cater to everybody and, make everybody happy. But it's very, like, it's very tuck and roll. And, let's get our shots and run around, you know, that sort of stuff. Otherwise, if we didn't go that route, we would never be able to make anything.
God, that's great. I know what you mean about the French New Wave. I mean, so many of these people do it for nothing. I mean, I don't know how they make those movies, and they're so brilliant.
And now we have, you know, access to digital cameras and all that. So, you know, people someone that really is really, really passionate and wants to create something, they can do it. It's really difficult work, you know, it's strenuous stuff. When I was working on IBA, where I'll be around, because it's a huge cast, obviously. Like I said, we probably have about 100 actors in that movie, but I am a bartender. Well, I haven't been able to bartend because obviously due to life circumstances, but you know, I was bartending late at night, and I'm trying to wrangle this gigantic cast. And you know, we shot from like I'd say about 4 months, not consecutively, just random dates, but I was totally overwhelmed and exhausted, and I wound up in the ER. So it's one of those things where, you know, if you're going to do it, you gotta realize that you're pretty much, putting everything at risk. Friendships, relationships, your job, you know, your health, but,
your marriage. Yeah. friend of the show, John Leguizamo, told us that it's very hard. I'm just in love with that guy. But anyway, John Leguizamo said that he's so upset that Hollywood is just not coming forward to help Hispanic actors. How do you feel about that?
Well, I really, really, really want to make an all Spanish movie. And I'm currently working on something now that we're going to start rolling pretty soon. Portions of it are in Spanish. And the other day, a friend of mine, he's also an I'll Be Around. He's in actually in all the stuff that I've done, but we were discussing, we're like, can we name in like a span of 4 minutes, 50 Hispanic actors? And we started to struggle once we got to like the 30s or 40s or so. And then, you know, now we're like, we're consistently texting each other when another name pops up.
Right.
We're like, wait a second, Eric Estrada. We went through the whole list.
Last question.
Did you get Dolores Del Rio?
No, yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm adding another one.
There we go. I got that one there.
Michael. Yeah, last question for you here. I know that you wrapped, and yet you had 2 more scenes to shoot. So how nerve-wracking was that?
Yeah, because the last 2 scenes were with Jonah Ray as the hypnotist, and then we had Jay Maskus as the record shop / pawn shop owner. And we had to wait a while because we were trying to get locked the right people for the parts, you know. And we had a long list of people that, you know, we spoke to, and – were going to do it or had scheduling conflicts. Like Kevin Smith, for example, was gonna most likely play the hypnotist. I spoke to him in person about it, but there was about an 8-month gap that allowed us to just keep, you know, working and chipping away at the movie and trying to get it to a, you know, it is a 2-hour runtime. We were trying to go for an epic, bigger, longer movie, but people still complain that it's too long, but we chipped it down to about 2 hours. So that was nice to be able to work on that. And then we would rewrite the scenes that, we still had to shoot. But, yeah, we had that huge gap, and it was just a matter of finding the right people for the parts. And I'm so stoked that we got, Jay Maskus involved because, you know, one of my favorite, he's from Dinosaur Jr. and one of my favorite Dinosaur Jr. tracks. One of the chorus lines includes the title, I'll Be Around. So it ended up just working, and it was this existential title. And he's also a part of that, early 90s Gen X, angst that we are incorporating into this modern, fictionalized universe.
There he is, Michael Cuenca. His movie through Indie Rights and Boulevard du Cinéma. It's called I'll Be Around, and, it's got music, drama, comedy. It is available on demand. Michael, congratulations on getting this thing done, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Michael. Good luck.
All right, we will take a quick break, and on the other side, Jan, we'll take a look into Hollywood photography with Mark Vieira. How about that?
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, I'm Rick Tittle with Jan Wall, Coast to Coast. Come on back on Sports Violin. Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big. Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at yo mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, thank you for that, I think. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. We're very happy to welcome our next guest, Mark Vieira, who has made so many good books. His latest one is called Forbidden Hollywood, The Pre-Code Era When Sin Ruled the Movies, which is available from Running Press and Turner Classic Movies. Mark, first of all, welcome to the show. Could you just tell people who don't know about what the pre-code era, and I guess it's kind of a giveaway on the cover of this book, is you basically have a guy grabbing the boobs of an actress. What went on there pre-code?
Okay, that was a time when there was a code in force because talking pictures had come in and people said, oh, I don't like what they're saying on the screen. My children shouldn't hear those naughty things. So they said, okay, let's have a code, and the studios will all sign and agree not to put certain things in their scripts or in their movies. But along came the Great Depression in 1930, the same time as this code, and one by one the studios said, well, we got a code, but, you know, let's try and get around just on this one movie. And then it became all the movies.
Right. Mark, this is Jan Wall. I am thrilled to talk to you. You are by far one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life. What you do, these books are remarkable. They're pieces of art. And you've got all these stars. About pre-code, everybody, before 1934, these movies were amazing. They were sexy and women didn't have to be punished for being sexually active or being happy in their sexuality. I mean, there's so many reasons. Gangsters could be real gangsters without getting killed at the end. I mean, all these movies were remarkable. Busby Berkeley and the way he did those wild dance routines, that could never be done after the code came in. So, Mark, talk about how you have these photographs. You're an expert. I mean, you have these books where it's this glamour photography. Aside from that, it's stories about the stars. I mean, I just ordered 2 photos from you because I'd never seen pictures like this of Mae West. How do you do this? How do you get these things?
Well, it's, Janice, like this. I mean, you remember you used to sell photos in your store in Sausalito?
Mm-hmm. Right, many years ago.
That were, mm-hmm. Yeah, the studios printed photos that were taken on the set. Let's say there's a scene being acted. Cut. Print, okay, hold for stills, and then the photographer would come in with a big 8x10 camera and take a picture of the scene as it was just shot. So that
right.
picture of that 8x10 negative was printed by the thousands and sent to theaters, magazines, newspapers. And so you have these pictures going all over the world, and they survived into, you know, our era. And so I typically get a photo here. I scan it on an Epson 4990 printer, create a large file, and then I go in and clean up the scratches, the cracks, the pieces of dust, the lint. And then I also enhance the tones. I bring out the shadows. I put more detail in the highlights. So what I end up with is basically a fine art print of a picture that was just taken for publicity. But it has beautiful lighting. It has gorgeous people in it, famous people like Clark Gable, Norma Shearer, Greta Garbo. And you've got these images that really have a timeless quality to them. I just love it.
Unbelievable.
It's such a thrill.
I mean, they're so modern, some of the pictures. Now, some stars love to have their picture taken, and some stars hated it. Who hated it?
Spencer Tracy in particular really disliked posing for portraits. Harrell said, oh, he just would come in and, oh, let's get it over with, and then be, you know, before I knew it, he was out the door. And then you have Clark Gable who came in and says, you know, we got a job to do, let's do it, let's have fun while we're doing it.
And the women?
You know,
The women, most of those people pretty much liked it. You know, Norma Shearer just, she would always plan a different image for each photo session with Harrell. They would, and Carol Lombard used storyboards for her portrait sessions where they would design the, they would draw the images of what they were going to do. Let's see, I can't think, who didn't like it?
And like Keith, before Cole,
Barbara Stanwyck
things
maybe.
Like, yeah, didn't like it. She didn't like it
right.
So much, huh? Yeah.
Right.
You know, some of the I'm sorry, Ricky, I could talk about this with Mark forever, so you better jump in.
Well, I just was going to ask a question about how I know simplistically people like to think that it was, you know, militant Catholics taking control of the Protestant marketplace from the Jewish-controlled film industry, but how much of it were people like, you know, the Amy McPhersons of the world and sort of this puritanical revival that went on during that time?
Good question.
Well, it was a political thing, but what it really was about, and I wish I could stress this more in the book, was it wasn't the movies, because so many people that disapproved didn't even go to the movies. It was the posters outside the theaters that got them upset, and the posters were designed by people who just used the still photos and put somebody else's body on a movie star's head. So you got these sexy bodies on a movie. The photos were never taken like that, although as you can see, some of them were. But the
some
main
of them
thing
were.
Is that, yeah, it was the to answer your question really precisely, though, there were instances where movie theater owners would write to the Motion Picture Herald and say, oh, I had a bad Sunday night. I was kind of had to hang my head. When people came out of the theater, I could tell by their faces, they didn't want to say it, but I'd seen them in church that morning, and here I am showing a movie that's kind of rough and raw, and they didn't want to tell me they didn't like it, but, you know, obviously I got to be in church with them next Sunday, I'm not going to feel real comfortable. And there were actual letters like that in the Motion Picture Herald, Harrison's Reports. You know, these are trade magazines. And so this was an issue, a real issue.
There's also anti-Semitism involved, because sometimes the people running the code wanted to get back at who they saw as a Jewish mogul. And they would, I mean, so it's a very complicated issue. Fortunately, in your books, there's all kinds of information about Free Code Hollywood. And you can certainly Google it. I wanted to get to sexuality for a second, because, and imagery in your photos. You know, like there's this image of Mae West that I just bought from you that I've never seen before, of her kind of looking at the camera and saying, hey, blank you, I'm going to be who I'm going to be. And then there's this one of Jean Harlow, obviously without a bra, saying, hey, I'm going to celebrate my body. And there's all this messaging going on. You know, Norma Shearer got the divorcee that got her the Oscar because she wanted to be photographed as sexy for once.
It was, they really were saying, okay, this is our era. The Depression is not going to beat me down. I'm strong. I'm self-reliant, self-possessed. And they really did do that. And what's so great is these films are available now in beautiful prints, beautiful transfers on DVD, and in some cases on Blu-ray. But you can see them on Turner Classic Movies, or you could just order them from Movies Unlimited or Amazon or wherever. But yeah, I mean, it's just a revelation to see these films. And it's not so much this thing that they do or that thing. It's an attitude of freedom, an attitude of experimentation. Because, you know, talking films were still brand new. So they were just trying things. I mean, in 1932 was the year that it took them 3 years, almost 4 years, to really just get how to make the microphone and the camera work together so that you felt like you're watching real life. The Sign of the Cross.
And the lighting. Mark.
Oh, the lighting's beautiful. But that was a holdover from the silent era, of course.
Well, I mean, people got to order your photographs and look at your books, because it will enlighten your life, folks.
Mark, what about the Vargas pinup girls? Like, you know, we had them on the bombers in World War II, were those almost looked like as nearly pornographic at the time?
Well, yes, that's true. They were like tisk tisk, naughty naughty. But yeah, he did start in the pre-code era. I mean, I have some photos in my collection that he outlined them, he traced them, that he used them as, what would you call it, guides for his pinups. So, yeah, he was very much involved with that era, Varga.
Yeah, but Varga seems so sort of smutty next to what you're talking about.
Well, he took it to the next level.
It's a different style. Yeah, different style, very different. Your books, are they all available? I have 8 of them. Are they available?
Yeah, that's a good, out of my 17 books, I think the majority of the last 10 years' worth are still in print. George Carell's Hollywood. You know, I'm really proud of them because I've been able to share what I've learned in 50 years of studying, going into the archives and reading the actual letters and telegrams and memos. I've been able to share it and make a real narrative from that.
Go ahead, Jen.
Well, Turner Classics, you've been very active in TCM, and we're very, very grateful to Turner Classics, but mostly I'm just grateful to you, Mark. Thank you for keeping this alive in such a beautiful way.
Oh, and thank you for helping me get to my chosen audience.
You want to let everybody know that the book is available. It's called Forbidden Hollywood, The Pre-Code Era, When Sin Ruled the Movies, available from Running Press and Turner Classic Movies. We've been speaking to the very prolific photographer, Mark Vieira. Mark, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the book, and we'll catch up on your next one.
Take care, Mark.
Bye-bye, Jan.
Bye, honey bun. Oh, God, he's so great. Rick, really. I mean, this guy, if people just go into Mark Vieira, you won't believe what you see.
Well, the other thing is, too, is knowing you as I have these years, Mae mm-hmm. West is a big figure to you in your life, isn't she?
Big, huge. Oh, my God. I would recommend the Bette Midler-produced documentary that came out last year, Mae West, Dirty Blonde. It's available on, just go into Google, Mae West, Dirty Blonde. It's fabulous. But anyway, yes, she was an outspoken woman ahead of her time. She wrote her own scripts. She was very much someone who believed that women can be whatever they want to be. There's no way you can control us or pigeonhole us. It was just,
you know what I think is interesting about Mae West mm-hmm. for me that I always thought was interesting as a little kid was, you know, she's, as you said before her time, she was born in the 1800s, but
that's right.
she was the only like buxom blonde sex symbol that was also a comedian. You know, like she had that timing, and usually it was like, you know, here's the hot girl, here's the funny girl, and then she was both.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And that was done on purpose, you know. She always could find a way to laugh at sex. She could find, as long as you don't point and laugh, it's okay. You know, she would laugh at sex, you know. Is that a pistol in your pocket, or you're just glad to see me? You know, that whole idea is that women, she knew men liked her, okay, because she had this rumbling sexuality, this smoldering sexuality, even though she didn't make it in Hollywood till she was in her 40s, and she was bigger than most in terms of her body style. But she wanted to be funny, too, because she knew the women would get it. And so together, those two elements, boy, she ran the world for quite a while in Hollywood.
All right, when we come back, you have some recommendations for us?
Sure, of course.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back. A little more Jen Wall on the other side.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And
if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now.
877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Cash on Pirate Satellite.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
Couple minutes left in our first hour. Jan Wall with us. Jan, what should we be watching this weekend?
All right. Well, you know, every Saturday night on KGO Radio, which is 8:10 a.m., and you can get it on, just go into whatever to get KGO Radio. At 7:30 to 8 every Saturday night, I do a show, a half-hour show. And I'm going to be doing great directors. And so I came up with a few of my very favorites. I mean, there's a gazillion million great directors. But I came up with Ang Lee, who did The Life of Pi, Brokeback Mountain, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. I mean, this guy is remarkable. So he's from Taiwan, but he does every kind of film you could think of. Anyway, Ang Lee. So look, you know, give yourself a little Ang Lee Film Festival. And then I found another of my favorites, did Jeremiah Johnson, 3 Days of the Condor, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, The Way We Were. This guy's crazy. Outer Africa, that would be Sidney Pollack. And then, of course, the first time I ever got stoned, I went and saw 2001, A Space Odyssey at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. So, of course, you want to see movies by the great director who did 2001, A Space Odyssey. Oh, my God, to that guy direct. So there's all kinds of really, really great directors that I want you all to check out.
By the way, I love Jeremiah Johnson, Robert Redford, such
right?
a good movie.
Right, right. Yeah,
Sidney
Pollack, man.
Sidney Pollack put himself in Tootsie, remember?
Yes, he played the agent for that poor schmuck of a obnoxious actor played by Dustin Hoffman. Only that movie is so profound because Hoffman finds out he's better as a woman than he ever was as a man. But yes,
that's the same thing with Caitlyn Jenner.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right, Jan, I got to run. Thanks for everything. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too, honey. Bye.
All right, Rick Tittle, come on back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Democratic candidate Joe Biden are hitting the campaign trail today after last night's town halls. Former Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill tells NBC's Today Show she doesn't think they'll change anyone's minds.
Most people watched the candidate they were supporting. If there were undecided voters that watched both, I think they saw quite a startling contrast.
President Trump was repeatedly interrupted by Savannah Guthrie during his debate. Former Vice President Biden was interrupted a handful of times by ABC's George Stephanopoulos. Retail sales performed a lot better in September than expected. Retail sales jumping 1.9% last month for the biggest rise in 3 months. Sales were up only 0.6% in August. Retail analysts had forecast only a 0.5% gain for September. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
Next week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will be introducing the latest coronavirus aid bill. Louisiana Senator John Kennedy urging his fellow lawmakers to give it a fighting chance.
I think we ought to do something about the economic consequences of the coronavirus.
Kennedy urging Democrats to agree to debate the bill and start the amendment process.
I'm willing to consider Democratic amendments to that bill, so let's do it. But it will require my Democratic friends to vote to proceed.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson says his apology for using the N-word is sincere.
I understand, you know, people who might not know me, you know, if they might not believe it or think I'm just checking the box. And, you know, I feel like I've definitely grown more in these last, you know, 6 months than I have in the 28 years I've been alive.
Larson talking with CBS This Morning for the first time since being fired from his racing team back in April. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Senate Republicans say the Judiciary Committee will issue a subpoena Tuesday to Twitter chief Jack Dorsey after the social media company blocked a New York Post article relating to Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden. Democratic Senator from Delaware Chris Coons sees nothing wrong with what Twitter did.
Facebook and Twitter have policies to not spread things that are utterly unreliable, that have been debunked, and where their origin is untrustworthy.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham sees a double standard.
Nobody in Twitter and social media shut down anything about Trump and Russia.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg also included in that subpoena. A man was arrested for trying to set a Seattle police vehicle on fire while officers were inside. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Police officers were in a neighborhood near downtown Seattle Thursday afternoon when they were flagged down by someone concerned about a man holding what appeared to be a torch. Seattle Police Chief Sergeant Randy Husrick told Fox News that as officers tried to contact the man, he was somehow able to get the torch into a sensitive area of the patrol car, which caught fire. Officers were inside the vehicle at the time but were not injured, and the suspect was arrested at the scene.
More news always found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. And then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy. Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Back to the show, hour two underway. Nice to have you with us wherever you are listening in this great land of ours, or so foreign lands. I'm just playing. We are on the American Forces Radio Network, though, and that's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whichever branch you are with. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Hope we see you at home very, very soon. Proud of all of you. Other ways of catching the show outside of terrestrial radio. Remember, terrestrial radio is when a human being is working the board. Otherwise, it's an extraterrestrial. And by the way, every time you say something on the radio, that radio wave can't die. It goes on forever. So in about a million years, it'll get to the former planet of Pluto. So make sure you say what you want to say. But TuneIn app is an apropos application, as is iHeartRadio, Stitcher as well. We stream through sportsbyline.com. You can go there, click listen live. Any emails, send those to Rick at sportsbyline.com. Still have a lot more to come in the show. Coming up in about a half hour, Larry the Axeman Roach from the Discovery Channel Street Outlaws will join us. And you know that the Discovery Channel and Byline have a good relationship whenever they have a show. The protagonists come on this show. Also, in the third hour, Sports Illustrated author John Wertheim, he's here to talk about the scandal at Ohio State, which did not get the same play that the Dr. Larry Nassar one got at Michigan State, and he thinks that it should, with all the dozens and dozens of athletes that reported one very evil doctor that dealt with those NCAA athletes as well. And coming up after the break, we will have actor Jonathan Lipnicki. His new movie, Broil, is out. And we talked to the director a couple days ago. So we'll get Jonathan's opinion on everything going on there. Remember, you can also listen to shows through your television sets on CRN Digital Plus 2. That's the cable radio network, Channel 2, and your cable provider. And that's 24/7. Very surreal experience of hearing us through TV, and there's a vine, a loop of me riding a unicycle of no seat while you can do that. Your call's 1-800-878-PLAY. Jonathan Lipnicki on the other side. Come on back.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Get ready to go big this holiday season with everything your business needs at amazing prices.
From shipping supplies and services to custom signs and PPE supplies.
And right now at Staples, save up to 30% on all shipping supplies with 12-pack mailers as low as $7.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big for your business this week at Staples.
Ends 12/26 while supplies last, in-store only. Curbside available in most stores.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
All right, check me out. Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world, on American Forces. It's a pleasure to welcome to the show an actor, Jonathan Lipnicki, and here's here to talk about his new movie, which just came out a couple days ago on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD. It's called Broil. Jonathan, welcome to the show. This movie is, I know we always try to label things. It's a chiller. It's a thriller. It's also about family. I mean, how can you label it, or is it a bunch of things?
You know, I've had so much trouble trying to label it. It's a very unique, weird movie. I would say I like calling it a family drama with some horror elements.
That sounds like every Thanksgiving I've been to.
I mean, that's definitely a lot of people's Thanksgiving, I think.
We had a director.
I'm sorry?
No, sorry, go ahead.
Oh no, I definitely call it that. I mean, it has a little Greek tragedy in it. It's a mishmash of a few different things, I'd say.
We had the director Edward Drake on a couple days ago, and I just wonder your relation, because you know you made so many movies as a little kid. What's it like where you know a lot of people are just now, if they're lucky, getting their break at your age, and now you're a grizzled vet. I mean, you can kind of tell the director, I don't think my character would say that, or, you know, I don't think my blocking is right here. Or do you just kind of do what you're told?
No, I mean, you know what? I'm a collaborator. I'm not going to be difficult. You know, I'm not a difficult person, but I like, you know, talking it over. And that was really cool with Ed, is when I flew into Canada, we met a few times before filming and really went over it, what he was trying to go for. He sent me a bunch of movies to watch. And we really worked on the character together. And that's my favorite type of collaboration, is one, you know, where everybody's open to suggestions. But, you know, ultimately, you know, you have to be easy to work with, you know, and find the fine line of, you know, standing your ground if there's something, you know, you don't, you know, agree with.
And is this the type of, you know, there's no cute mouse or Tom Cruise. Is this the type of role that you've been embracing to show that range that, you know, you have?
You know, I love working. It makes me really happy. I love acting. It's my passion in life. But yeah, of course, you know, coming from the background of being a child actor and having to make that transition, it can be a difficult thing. And I have worked my butt off in acting class and doing theater. And so, yeah, I'm definitely drawn to roles like this. And I was extremely excited when I found out I got it, and I actually cried. And I had a great time making it. And, you know, even if you do a million movies, I feel like every movie is a learning experience. And I learned a lot on this one.
And I think, too, I mean, you obviously had a great upbringing because you're a centered guy. I think a lot of times child stars, especially for some reason when they have three names, they can go off the rails, and you can see it because their childhood is a bit askew. So you had, as I said, a pretty solid people around you, huh?
Yeah, you know what? It's funny because people are like, sometimes people are like, oh, how'd you do it? And I'm like, you know what? I can't take that much credit because if I had the wrong set of parents, maybe I would be a monster. Who knows? But, you know, my parents are amazing, and they've been really supportive of me. It's, you know, like chasing kind of any dream. It's hard. There are a lot of really high highs and really low lows, and they've been there for me. And, you know, they've always also given me the option when I was younger to stop after every movie I made. They were like, are you still happy? You never have to do this again if you don't want to. We just want to make sure you're happy. And the answer for me was always yes. And I think the fact that they treated me like an adult very early on, making my own decisions and guiding me, really helped me learn a lot at a young age and learn how to, you know, multitask. I was doing school on set. I was, you know, doing that. I went to public school, you know, and I did youth league sports. And I think all that was really important. And, you know, it's like they can only shield you from so much. Of course, there's going to be stuff that comes with it, but they, you know, did an amazing job.
Yeah, and people think it's all peaches and cream when you're in movies, but correct me if I'm wrong. I think I remember hearing you say that you got bullied because you were an actor, right?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it could have happened anyway if I didn't do movies, but, you know, it wasn't super fun for me, like middle school age especially. It was pretty rough. But you know what? I learned a lot from that. I always was really, I've been a very optimistic person my whole life, and I realized that, you know, I just need to focus more on the things that I love, and eventually, you know, I'll be where I want to be. I just didn't want to be me for a long time, actually, and that was hard. I mean, I really was like, I just want to, like, get along and make friends in middle school, and it was a very tough time for me. But ultimately, it made me a tougher person with thicker skin. So, I mean, handling that, and, you know, definitely the rejection of the entertainment industry, you know, it molded me.
Great. Let's talk a little bit more about Broil, which also stars the blue-eyed beauty, Avery Conrad, and others. Tell us a little bit more about the plot, Jonathan.
Well, it's about a very powerful family, and the daughter of the patriarch of the family brings a chef to a family dinner to poison him so she can take over control of the powerful family. And I play that chef, and it's a really fun, kind of like a lot of people have said, it's like they get a Knives Out feel, they get a Ready or Not feel, you know, as far as movies it's similar to. I don't know, it has its originality of its own, and it's really quite an ensemble piece. There's some really great actors in it. Avery did an amazing job. You know, Tim Murphy is really scary. in the movie. Great guy in real life. And I, you know, it's a really fun ensemble piece.
How much of it, when you do a movie, and a lot of times you got to wait more than a year to see it up on the screen, mm-hmm. you sit there and just with your fingers crossed saying, I hope they kept in this scene, or I hope they cut another scene, or do you already kind of know what you're going to be looking at?
I had no clue with this one. You know, we definitely had a lot of rewrites and a lot of adjusting. It was a tight schedule. But I, you know, I was like, I have a good feeling about it, but I don't know. You know, after I finish a movie, I try to just kind of focus on what I'm doing next, because I have a really high hopes for myself. And, you know, as far as making that transition into, you know, an adult act, well, not an adult actor, but, you know, an adult actor, I'm not happy, you know, with where I am right now. I mean, I'm not content. I'm happy as a person, but I'm always pushing for the next thing. And, I have a certain dream for myself, and I have a certain path I want to be on, and I'm working every day towards that.
Last question for you. And you talked about what's next. I mean, do you want to do a rom-com, a war movie? Do you want to be the villain? I mean, what would you like to do?
I like darker stuff, definitely, but I am attracted to material, if it's good, comedy. If it's bad, then not a comedy. You know, it's the quality of the material. You know, I don't really stick myself to a genre or what I want to do next. I just, you know, at like 99.9% of actors, I'm auditioning and, you know, trying to get, you know, get somewhere. And also I'm creating my own content, but I don't have a particular, like, oh, this is the next thing I have to do. I just am looking for good material.
Very good. I recommend Broil from Wellgo USA, starring Jonathan Lipnicki, our guest. And it just came out a couple of days ago, digital Blu-ray and DVD, just in time for Halloween as well. Jonathan, congratulations on the film. Nice talking to you, and hopefully we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you so much, Rick. I'll be back hopefully very soon with something else. So thanks for having me.
All right, looking forward to it. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. Open segment on the other side.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Playoffs? Don't talk about it. Playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now back to Fat Boy.
Back to Fat Boy. That is some messed up stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY. Well, when you get down to it, y'all, and by the way, we'll get to Rick's picks in the third hour. Coming up next, we're going to talk to the Axeman Roach. I know he's your favorite. When you get down to it and you look at the Dodgers on the brink once again of going out, and you can say, wow, look at Clayton Kershaw, he faltered once again. Did he really falter? I mean, it was not a must-win game four, but they needed to get it and they didn't get it. But Kershaw went 5+, 4 earned, a walk, and 4 Ks. Now, using an ERA in small samples is extremely stupid. But we'll point out that 4 earned runs in 5 innings is a 7.20. Just to sort of illustrate how a guy who's supposed to be the ace didn't have a great start. But that is where the Clayton Kershaw playoff story really begins, because Kershaw, you could argue, is the best pitcher of his generation. You could really make a case that it's not close at all, too. He will fly into the Hall of Fame on the first ballot because he's won 3 Cys. You could say he deserved more. He's got an MVP. He's got 5 National League ERA titles. And yet, before that game yesterday, in the playoffs, he was 11-11 with a 4-2-3, which is not a small sample. That's after last night. He's now thrown 177 in a third, which is 7th all-time for the playoffs. And wins and losses are it's the stupidest stat in sports. I hate it. It's the stupidest accepted stat. I mean, there are things like UZR and WAR that are way more dumb, especially WAR is the stupidest of them all. But the fact that a win, you know, as I said, you could go 8 innings strong, give the ball to the closer, he blows the save, and then they rally for him in the bottom of the ninth. Who gets the win? The guy who sucked. The worst player of the day got a win for giving up 3 runs. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But I digress. 11-11. And for those who love to bash Kershaw, they'll relish pointing and looking at his failures. And they really, the big ones stick out. Game 6, 2013 NLCS, he allowed 7 earned in 4. They got eliminated by the Cardinals, and who went on to win the pennant. Game one of the 2014 NLDS, the Cardinals tagged Kershaw for 8 runs and 8 hits and 6 2/3. And that was a rough 6 2/3. He struck out 10. It's possible to argue that he left the game, he was left in the game too long, and the two runners that he left on got cashed in and charged to him. You look at game six of the 2016 NLCS, where the Cubs closed the Dodgers down after getting 5 runs, 4 earned on 7 5 innings against Kershaw. Game six of the 2017 World Series, Kershaw was spotted an early lead, but gave it away. 6 runs and 4 2/3 against the Astros. And then in game one of the 2018 World Series, the Red Sox got Kershaw for 5 runs in 4 innings. Now, you could point out to the fact that 2017 and 2018 were the Astros cheating and the Red Sox cheating. He probably wouldn't say, that's why I stunk. But I think you have to mention that. And then, if you think about game six of the 2016 NLCS, that Andrew Tolles committed that horrible error in the first inning and the wheels fell off. That's why I said this wins and losses are really a team stat. But you could really do the same thing last night. Kershaw was great through five. The first bunner, the base runner he allowed in the sixth inning was on a fluky infield hit. And then again, back-to-back doubles. And the Dodgers had only provided Kershaw with 2 runs of support in the whole game at that point, only 3 hits. And if you want to defend Kershaw, you can also point out that he's long since proven any mental toughness he needs to get to some of these postseason gems. I mean, just a few weeks ago, he was brilliant against the Brewers, struck out 13 in 8 scoreless. And game two of the NLDS 2 years ago, he threw 8 scoreless against the Braves. That same year, again, game five, the NLCS against Milwaukee, 7 innings and 1 run allowed, got the Dodgers up 3-2 in that series. Game one of the 2017 World Series, he went 7 and allowed 1 run. He struck out 12 also. And then, I mean, if you want to talk about the NLCS with the Cubs in game two, he shut them down 7 scoreless with 2 hits and 7 innings. He's had a lot of great postseason experiences. It's just that he's kind of like a 500 guy now, and it's frustrating how many people ignore the fact that he does get it done now and then and just act like, oh, the bright lights are on and he's going to panic like Liam Hendricks. I don't think he's panicked. He's shown many times he's up to the task, and there have been some circumstances behind him that have led to bad outings. Look, he throws the pitch, and a guy hits a double. He throws another pitch, a guy hits another double. That's on him. And you could say the back issues he's had for several years, and on Thursday his back was barking again. Remember, he already got scratched once in the postseason, and his manager is leaning on him a little bit too hard. So, I mean, some people would say that Dave Roberts unnecessarily shoehorned Kershaw into some games, and that's blown up before. But the whole thing about Clayton Kershaw is a playoff choker is just wrong. What you can say, in my opinion, and I think factually, is that Kershaw is one of the best regular season pitchers ever, but in the postseason, he's a 500 pitcher. And I don't think that is... That's insulting enough, but that's truthful enough. You might get a gem, and you might get a stinker. And when he gets a stinker, it's not like Kershaw's getting yanked after 4 outs. Not 1 1/3 take a seat. It's not Ricky Renteria coming out 1st and 3rd in the first inning, no one scored, but you're out, I'm going to the pen. Now, it's going to persist until Kershaw gets rid of it. And the way he gets rid of it is by winning a World Series. And if you give up 4 runs and 5 innings in an NLCS, your offense has to pick you up, and it hasn't. It hasn't picked them up. And that's fine. As I said, it is a team sport. But it just, and look, I'm not a Dodger lover. I do like Clayton Kershaw because he's always been a very humble guy and he's a great pitcher. I'm not trying to say, don't make fun of my guy. Now, by the way, speaking of Jose Altuve, who had a little bit of the yips the other day, throwing the ball to second base, and, you know, Dusty Baker was his own manager, uttered the dreaded Y word, as yell, and he said, you just hope he isn't getting the yips because invariably they come in bunches. I just told him to flush it. I mean, this guy's been awesome for us. You gotta flush it and move on or else it multiplies. End quote. And what does he do? He goes out and hits a home run. But here's what Steve Sachs had to say. Quote, I can feel for Jose. There's nothing worse in the world. It's the most lonely place to be. It's embarrassing. It's just awful. I hope he can grasp this as soon as possible because this thing is very simple. It's right in front of him. So many people are going to say, oh, Jose, you have a mental block. He doesn't. He has a temporary loss of confidence. It has nothing to do with his mental state. Something triggered him to start questioning his ability. That's why he's doing this. When he gets his confidence, this will disappear. That's what Steve Sachs said. He concluded, there is an end to this. Okay. Well, look, after Sachs got through with his yips, he went on to three more All-Star games. And Sachs's yips all happened in the regular season. Altuve now in 9 postseason games has 4 errors, 3 over the last 2. So, you know, we'll see how much is in his head. I thought it was funny when I heard Steve Sachs chime in on this because I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, I had Steve Sachs on the show. He's a Sacramento guy, and I forgot what the agenda was. And I didn't say, oh, you had the yips, but it came up somehow, and he denied it 100%. Not that it never happened, but I think he got a little irked at me. He was like, I didn't have any yips. I didn't, that Y word, you know. I didn't say, oh, you and Knobloch, oh, Steve Sachs disease. I didn't say that, but he was very quick to shut down any notion of a yip. And of course, that's a golf term too. You line up for a 1-foot putt and then you 3-putt because you got the yip, yip, yip. All right. That's probably something that Axeman says. Yip, yip, yip. We'll talk to him next. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Spotlight.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MY-BETUS. That's 1-800-MY-BETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz, best bonuses. BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Business heals all wounds. I mean, look at our relationship with Germany or Japan. Who can even remember what all the fuss was about?
Rick Tittle, you done broke my heart, but I still take you back. You hella fine.
And welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's great to welcome to the show Larry Axeman Roach, and he's here to talk about Street Outlaws. You know, the Discovery Channel gets better ratings and a lot of network TD does, and Street Outlaws, fastest in America. It starts on Monday. First of all, Larry, I know you told it 100 times, but how did you get the nickname Axeman?
Actually, Axeman came as my CB handle because I drive 18-wheelers a lot, so, and I cut trees for a living. So that all that went together, and that's how Axeman was created years ago. So
that's
my CB
funny.
Handle is actually Axeman.
Yeah, I had a Citizens Band radio in the bicentennial, and my CB name was Bronchitis because I had bronchitis at the time. And I know this interview is about you, but I'll tell a quick story. The name I picked, my parents wouldn't let me use it, and they didn't understand why. The name I picked in the sixth grade was Climax.
So they told you you couldn't use that one.
Yeah, and I go, why? And they go, yeah, you just can't. And I thought, no, it's like the height, the climax. And they go, you can't use it. Anyway.
Yeah, most of my employees, I've forgotten their names. I know them by their CB handles that drive trucks for me. So that's how we communicate. They call me Axeman, I'll call them by their CB handle.
And do you still call the police Smokey Bear?
Most of them, we try not to talk about them too much because they're always giving us tickets. So, yeah, we try to keep their names out of our mouth.
Well, I've had your buddy J.J. DeBoss on this show many times before, and you guys, as you're looking to see what the fastest street racer is in, you got a big chunk of cash on the line here, don't you?
Oh, yeah, $300,000. That's enough to make a difference in anybody's life. I mean, so it's... And anybody's willing to do whatever they can think of, no matter whether it's—I mean, if you can think of it, they're trying to do it to win $300,000, and you can't blame them.
And I think what people should distinguish too is you guys aren't doing sideshows, doing donuts in the middle of the freeway. This is actual racing here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's serious racing, but a lot of times when we go to these races, we don't get to test, so. Here we travel all the way to Wyoming, no testing, different altitude, everything's totally different. So we're sneaking out on every highway in town doing test hits at 2 and 3 in the morning. And the cops are sneaking, they're coming up, pulling us over, telling us we can't do that. The cops are actually really cool, thank God, because it got to the point they were writing a few tickets, but they were just trying to be safe and tell us we couldn't test. But for $300,000, we were willing to go to jail for $300,000.
That's the thing too. I mean, like anything, you're going to get every once in a while, if you're lucky, you'll get a cop that's cool, but then you're going to get that hotshot cop, you know, and he's trying to make a name for himself and get that big collar. So it's luck of the draw sometimes, huh?
Yes. And during the day, we would go out and like scope out places to test, and we scoped out this good place to test right at the port of entry. And the locals told us that the port of entry would close around 10 at night. So we went up there at 2 in the morning. We're like, all right, we got this, a great place to test. We made one test hit, and we were going to plan on staying for 2 hours or 3 hours testing, whatever it took. We didn't realize we were right on the backside of the police station. So, boom, first test hit, cops show right up. I had no clue that we were right at the police station.
that got
pretty interesting, testing beside the police station.
You're funny. What would you say is too fast? Like, can you get too much nitro or too big a blower? I mean, can you get too fast with what you're racing?
No, never. You can never make a pass fast enough. If you make one as fast as you've ever been in your life, the next one you want to go faster. That's part of it. That's every racer dreams of that. I've never made a pass and wanted to slow down.
Well,
on the street, we can only use about 2,000 horsepower on the street, and my car makes 3,500, and I wish I could use every one horsepower it had, but I can't.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when I was in, Europe last year, I had a Beamer rental car, and there were times on the Autobahn where there was no speed limit, but that left lane, man, there'll be a car coming 120 miles per hour. You got to watch out. But in America, you know, like I just see the BMW has introduced the Competition 8 or something, the most powerful BMW ever. And I'm like, well, how is that going to work for you in America? We're held back, man.
Yeah. I know we would test, and the headlights on these cars are not the greatest, and we'd be on like interstates or back roads or anywhere we could get them unloaded to make a test hit. And the cars would run anywhere from 160 to 170 in an eighth of a mile. And my first test hit on the street in the middle of the night, that was pretty scary, trying to slow it down and make sure I was safe and stayed in my lane. As soon as we got slowed down, I was down to make another hit.
Yeah. We're speaking with Larry Axeman Roach in the show Street Outlaws Fastest in America. It's going to premiere on Discovery Channel on the Monday the 19th at 8 o'clock Pacific and Eastern. A couple more questions here for the Axeman. You know, being a big guy carrying around an axe for selfies with guys, do you ever get challenged by people? Because there's always that little guy who wants to prove he's tough by beating up the big guy. Do you ever get people, like, giving you some lip?
No. Sometimes people are smart off to you, but nah, not really. Because, honestly, I might carry that axe around, but if somebody pisses me off, I will use it. I think that's kind of a mutual. People can tell that, so they don't really ever mess with me much because I don't take nothing from nobody.
Well, it's like, how much of it too is it speed versus how cool you look? Because I look at that, you know, the Pro Charge Nova, it's all black, got the pipes down by the right behind the front wheels. I mean, it's badass looking, but it has to actually go fast too. It can't be all bark. So where do you draw the line between style and performance?
With me, I mean, I try to have the car look the way I want it and what I think is tough, but I care less than nothing about the looks. If it comes down to power and speed, I'll take power and speed over looks any day. I mean, it could be rusty, not painted, raggedy looking, ugly wheels. I don't care as long as it's fast. But my car, this car was built new from day one, first new car I've ever had. So I kind of got to design it the way I wanted, and it turned out exactly what I've always dreamed of.
And what about your philosophy of like no prep? Like, let's just go.
I love no prep. When I first got into no prep, I was a little sketchy. I thought it was a little sketchy. And now, when we go somewhere to test, guys will not go out on the track. They'll wait on cars to go down, and I'll be the first one roll to the start line to make a hit. It doesn't worry me at all now. I've figured my car out. I know what I can and can't do. I roll out on any street, make a test hit, doesn't worry me. I mean, it's once you get caught up in it, it's nothing you won't do to get that win.
You know, I've always known these guys who they treat their car so they baby it so much that they act like it goes fast, but then they're too scared to race it. Like, I knew a guy who had this huge hot rod, but if you like just touched it, he'd be like, "Oh, your fingerprint got in the paint." And it's like, what? I mean,
yeah, not. That is not
yeah,
me.
I mean, it's
that
like you can't baby these things. Otherwise, it's like a ship that never leaves the port.
Yeah, yeah. I don't baby mine. It's got scratches, dings. I mean, dents. I mean, it's, to me, once it gets scratches, I like it more because I'm more or less more able to work on it, and it doesn't bother me. I can do whatever I need. I mean, it's no, I don't baby mine whatsoever. I don't baby the engine. I rebuild the engine every about 50 street passes. So, and they're hard passes. I don't really worry about the RPMs. I mean, whatever it takes to make the run fast.
Wow. And then what about the fact that, you know, some people...
And like America's... Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. What about people who like try to make a race car out of anything, like a Datsun or like a, you know, a station wagon and have it lifted? And or do you say, like, hey, I ain't going to judge, whatever you want?
I don't really judge, because to me, they worked hard and spent their own money in their car, and I'm proud of them no matter what. As long as they're supporting the sport I love, I'm proud of everybody. Now, I will race them. I plan on dragging their ass. That's my goal. But if you're willing to spend your hard-earned money in a race car, I still give you respect.
Maybe you get a hashtag and a t-shirt, drag that ass.
Yeah. That's the whole goal. That's all you want to do. You never want to be behind the man at the finish line.
And then,
and with America's fastest, there's no rules. So if you have to swap paint to get to that finish line, that's what we're all willing to do. I remember one pass, I was beside, and the car broke traction and come over and about hit the other guy in the door. And at the time, I never lifted, never even crossed my mind letting out the throttle. And after the pass was over, I was like, dang, I could have totaled both of our cars.
Well, that's my last question. What is the most, I mean, we're laughing about it now, but did you ever have something where you almost ate it and it was no laughing matter at all?
Yeah, I've had several close calls, especially testing on the street. It's where the car gets out of control and slides in a ditch, but people don't ever really see a lot of that. And like I say, you think to yourself, you've lost everything you've ever worked for in a split second. And I've hit guardrails, sideswipe guardrails, and dented my cars, but at the time, and the adrenaline takes over, you're not in control for them 4 seconds. It's the adrenaline just carries you through it, and you could lose everything in a blink of an eye.
It's like Casey Jones,
JJ, and like
the bitch.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was telling someone earlier. We were talking about testing in the street, and usually we never bump into the cops, but I was the first time I tested with JJ, we tested 3 nights in a row, and we ran into the cops 4 different times. The cops came and pulled us over 4 different times, and they were cool and legit, but when I sat down and watched the show with my kids, I truly thought a lot of that was rigged. I was like, that stuff's rigged. That's not for real. Then I found out firsthand, that's not rigged. That's serious, real deal stuff. Like, you're willing to go to jail, and the cops will take you to jail.
Yeah.
But it showed me how for real the show is.
Oh, it's real. That's why Discovery works, and that's why everybody should check out my man Larry Axeman Roach on Street Outlaws, fastest in America. You also get a sneak peek of the upcoming season of Street Outlaws Memphis. Again, it's going to be Monday, October 19th, 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific. Hey, Axeman, thanks for being on the show again, and best of luck. We'll talk down the road.
All right, thank you for having me. See you.
All right, literally down the road. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Who's watching? Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Sometimes when I'm driving on the road at night, I see two headlights coming toward me. Fast, I have this sudden impulse to turn the wheel quickly, head on into the oncoming car. I can anticipate the explosion, the sound of shattering glass, the flames rising out of the flowing gasoline.
Right. Well, I have to go now, Dwayne, because I'm due back on the planet Earth.
Tittle ain't the man, but Rick Tittle know who the man is, and he slapped his white fanny.
What is that all about? All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you on a Frizziday. Rick's Picks coming up in the second hour. Also, we'll start off the segment with John Wertheim, who is the big shot over at SI, the executive editor, about the Dr. Strauss scandal that happened in Columbus for 20 years. But I just like to throw this in. The domestic transfer window is finally closing in England, and Tottenham, my favorite team, have procured the signing of Joe Rodon from Swansea in Wales for £11 million. That means Gareth Bale and Ben Davis have three Welshmen. And of my ethnic heritage, the German side, I know a little German. The Danish side, speaking Danish is very, very hard, but it's impossible to speak Welsh. And even the country is called not Wales. They call it in Welsh Cymru. And Cymru is spelled like Cymru, C-Y-M-R-U. So anyway, I just, in that break there, I looked at Joe Rodon's Twitter and he put, "We're Mwyaf Almwig." This, the first word, Y-W apostrophe R. I'm done right there. Y-W apostrophe R. Am I laughing? Hey, I'm allowed as a Welsh American to laugh very hard at Alright, I'm Rick Tittle. I'm so PC. Come on back.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey is again apologizing after the TechBooks report on Hunter Biden's business dealings in the Ukraine. Dorsey tweeted Friday that blocking the story was wrong and that the company's policy and enforcement have been updated. Dorsey is still expected to be called before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week to testify on the matter. Senior Trump campaign advisor Mercedes Schlapp says Dorsey's moves are too little too late. She tells Fox News that Twitter has proven they hold a double standard on what they see as the truth.
I think we've seen this, for example, when President Trump said that he was immune to COVID, they put that as misleading. They labeled it as misleading, which we know when a Harvard study came out basically saying that if you get COVID, you'd be immune for about 4 months. But of course, they won't call the Harvard study misleading. So they're being very selective as to what they're deciding as to which content to approve or fact check or not.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Negotiations over a stimulus package appear to be at a standstill, with no progress being made despite President Trump's willingness to agree to a larger package than previously proposed. The President and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin believe House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way of a final bill. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The President and I and others are not giving up.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin on CNBC. President Trump saying he would raise his offer for a new stimulus package, but believes House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is standing in the way. The Treasury Secretary continues.
I think her all-or-nothing approach doesn't make sense for the American public, and politics are getting in the way, but the President and I are determined to keep working on a larger comprehensive deal. By the way, if they would approve standalone checks, which is mostly direct deposits, we could get that money out quickly as well.
Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell intends to bring a separate bill to the Senate floor for a vote on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Employees of social media companies are encouraged to make political donations, and a nonprofit group has the breakdown. USA Network's Val Dior reports.
Facebook and Twitter employees have sent more than 90% of political donations to Democrats so far in 2020. That amount includes all federal donations from Facebook and Twitter employees this year based on records available through OpenSecrets.org, a research group that tracks money in politics by the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics. And analysis from the conservative watchdog group Media Research Center found the employees at both tech giants contributed millions in individual donations and in political action committee or PAC donations. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants to save an expiring nuclear arms deal between the U.S. and Russia. Putin said Friday he'd like to extend the New START treaty one additional year to give the nations time to agree on a longer extension. It's currently set to expire in February of 2021. The New START Treaty, signed in 2010, sets limits on the number of deployed nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers for both countries. And a soda icon is making its exit, Coca-Cola announcing that it will discontinue Tab by the end of this year. First released in 1963 as the company's first diet soda, the low-calorie drink became a hit in the 1980s. The company says it will leave store shelves by the end of the year as it focuses on more popular brands. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Alrighty then, hour three underway, titillating sports with Rick Tittle. It's, hour is free and clear after the first segment, which we will spend with, the guy who basically runs Sports Illustrated, Wertheim. And, we'll find out, about, the OSU scandal.
Oregon State!
Ohio State. Rick's Picks, R-I-X-P-I-X, coming up. As well in the National Football League. Talk about, can the Dodgers hold on? Can the Astros hold on? It's very rare for an entire country to root against one team for nefarious purposes. I mean, it's one thing if you say, in New England cheats and we hate Tom Brady and he's too handsome, but this is different. These are much more, I don't know, maybe it's not different for you, but I think like the Astros, it's just, I think because there's more baseball fans up and down the line, because a lot of, I've met so many like elderly women who are baseball fans, they're not huge NFL fans a lot of the times, and then just the Astros are just hated. Not hated, hated. Also saw during the news there that World Health Organization, after a 6-month study on remdesivir, says that it doesn't help COVID. So that's good. 6-month study. The thing, we want things, we want them now, like that Ronnie Chang special. You know, I want one pen, I want Amazon to send it to me, not a box of pens, I want it and I want it now, and I want food delivered, and I want the delivery guy to put the food in my mouth as soon as I open the door. Put it in now. Like, where is our vaccine? Where is it? Want it now. Amazon, where's the vaccine? Bezos. Alright, 1-800-878-PLAY. Big shout out to our brave men and women. I hope you have a good weekend as we send you to there on the American Forces Radio Network. I shouldn't say sent to. It's like, where am I getting sent now? Don't worry, I'm not changing your billet. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. We're on the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, streaming through sportsbyline.com. Write me an email, rick@sportsbyline.com. Got another hour together. Come on back.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Being in debt to the IRS is scary. The heart-stopping collection letters and living in fear that any day the IRS could garnish your paychecks, seize your bank accounts, or even threaten your home or business. If you owe the IRS, you need to call the team at Optima Tax Relief. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, a special IRS program that could save you thousands if you qualify. And nobody knows this program better than Optima, America's most trusted tax resolution firm. Optima has already resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible so you pay only the minimum to the IRS, not a penny more. Call now before the IRS comes after everything you've worked so hard for. Get protected. Call Optima. Get relief.
Call 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977. 800-453-4977.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Tittle, and I host the Video Game Review every Sunday night at 9 o'clock Pacific, midnight on the East Coast, right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Video games are way more important than your job, your school, or your relationship, so let's talk about them. Everything from the 2600 to the 360. I don't work for any video game company, so I'll tell you what's worth your money and what stinks. Also, cheat codes, interviews, your calls, I'll give away a game, release dates, all that and more every Sunday night right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Hello again, and welcome to the show.
梁山伯一心要把银泰放啊银泰放啊离了书房下山岗下山岗下山岗
Rick Tittle's got a black belt in keeping it real.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure now to welcome to the show Sports Illustrated executive editor and writer John Wertheim, and he is here to talk about an article this week that they have done on the disgraced Ohio State sports physician, Richard Strauss. And, you know, John, first of all, welcome to the show. We all know about Larry Nassar up there in East Lansing, but in Columbus, when you think about this Dr. Strauss, who basically sexually abused a lot of the male athletes there for the better part of 20 years, why is this more under the rug, do you think?
That's a great question. It was kind of the premise for this story, that here, another Big Ten campus, you have a sex scandal that in some ways is very similar, but people aren't talking about it nearly as much, and the settlements to the victims haven't been as much financially, and sort of why do you have that distinction? And I mean, I think it's a lot of reasons. I think one of them is it's same-sex abuse, and I think people have a hard time sort of figuring out how this doctor could have violated so many athletes that were bigger and tougher than he was. And it also seems as though this was kind of an open secret for years and years and years. And for a number of reasons, it was covered up. It wasn't taken seriously. This was sort of an inside joke. And sheer numbers, more athletes were impacted at Ohio State. It certainly went on longer than Larry Nassar. We're talking about 20 years. So that was kind of the premise of the story, was why aren't we talking about this more?
And, you know, it's just funny, as a male athlete, and of course, you know, especially in the macho times of that time. I mean, I played college football in the 80s, and I remember getting my physical, and my genitalia was not fondled. And I guess that's where this kind of all started. He would spend these prolonged genitalia examinations. And when you're 19 years old, you kind of figure, you know, I guess I have to do this, and whatever he's looking at, I mean, he's the doctor here. And then it got a little more creepy, and he started taking showers with guys. When did this start to build where someone's like, you know what, I don't need a guy checking out my junk for 15 minutes. Something's wrong here.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take him long. I mean, as soon as he arrived on campus, sort of the first complaints started coming, and sometimes these were inappropriate exams, but there were also instances of rape. And I think you're right. I mean, a lot of this is just the power dynamic. And you're an 18, 19-year-old athlete, and here this guy's a doctor, and this was really a sort of very well-credentialed doctor. This is someone who's going to determine whether he can clear you to play or not. You're there on a scholarship. You want to get through your 4 years. Sometimes, you know, talk to Mark Coleman, was one of the main figures in the story. He's like, look, I wanted to go be an Olympic wrestler and win an NCAA championship. I didn't want to get caught up in a scandal. And he sort of, you know, coaches seem to have known about it, but they didn't always act responsibly. We also found out in the reporting that this doctor, Richard Strauss was his name, he also was an expert on performance-enhancing drugs. And we have multiple sources saying he provided performance-enhancing drugs to athletes. So that's another way in which you have this power dynamic. Do you really want to blow the whistle on a guy who's giving you PEDs and in theory has that to use against you? If you're a coach, do you want to blow the whistle on a doctor that's making your athletes better and recover faster? And it's interesting. I mean, we're talking about 20 years here. I mean, this was, you know, two decades of predation. And it was interesting that the way this finally sort of the whistle got blown is when he started assaulting athletes who weren't athletes, and they didn't have the pressure of a scholarship, and they didn't have the pressure of, you know, team dynamics and the code of being on a team and being part of Buckeye Nation. It was the non-athletes that really blew the whistle, who didn't have some of the pressures to keep this under wraps that the athletes did.
And that's, you know, leads to the question in Columbus about who knew what, when, and complicity. And, you know, we saw Turno's statue being pulled down. He never molested anyone, but, you know, he didn't report Sandusky. And so the people who turned a blind eye or just kind of, you know, treated everything as just as a bad rumor, those people have to pay the piper as well, right?
Yeah, I mean, the school's public stance is, you know, this is horrible, this is indefensible, but this was a long time ago. I mean, Richard Strauss has been dead for 20 years, and the people who acted irresponsibly aren't part of the university. So the school's stance is essentially, this is terrible, we support the victims, we believe them, but don't look at us because none of us were here. And I think if you probe a little bit, that starts to fall apart. I mean, it's a good start, but there are people that are still there, and this was institutional. There are people still employed by the athletic department that were complicit or at a bare minimum didn't do enough. And so the idea that, hey, this is terrible, it happened, but this was a long time ago, doesn't quite wash.
Yeah, and then you look at some wrestling coaches, and I know that, you know, Jim Jordan, Russ Hellickson, and some others were, you know, they got a finger pointed at them saying, look, you knew about it, you didn't do anything. And then there was some intimidation and some text messages sent saying, you better shut up. These guys didn't want their names out there knowing that they knew about it, and it just snowballs from there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this has also really created divisions in teams. I mean, some of these athletes are in their 50 years old, but this still is something that they haven't gotten over. And some of this in 2020, I mean, 30 years after the event, in some cases 40 years after the event, it still has sort of created these fissures within the programs and between the programs. And I mean, it's interesting. Jim Jordan was at the time sort of an assistant coach. At one point, he was an unpaid assistant. And that's one of the only times this story has really made the national conversation, when it's involved Jim Jordan. And, you know, if the independent report that the school paid millions of dollars to have carried out suggests that more than 40 coaches and administrators knew something. So, you know, a lot of fingers pointed at Jim Jordan, and probably rightfully so, but he was far from alone as being the only coach or administrator that knew about this and didn't do anything.
And then, you know, I'm in my 50s, so, you know, Sports Illustrated has so much cachet in my mind. It's not just somebody's blog. So did you get some pushback in Columbus from people saying, you know, look, we've already been through enough, and now you're going to make an article and bring this all up again? What are you doing? I mean, did you get any backlash?
You know, there were a couple comments to that effect on social media, and some sort of what I thought was real sort of lack of sympathy for the victims of, basically, you know, this was in the 80s. Why are we talking about this in 2020? But I do think, as you know, as people read the details and people know more about sexual assault and the impact of sexual assault, and we have a vocabulary that we didn't have when a lot of this was going on, I mean, I think the overwhelming response has been, Boy, this is a horrible situation that deserves more attention than it's getting and deserves more resolution than it's getting.
Yeah, and of course, Dr. Strauss killed himself, so he can't go to jail over all this. I guess maybe the next story is this guy George Tyndall down at USC. Huh? That guy should be more of a pariah, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, though, that there are more, you know, there's a University of Michigan has a situation as well. I think it's interesting you bring up Strauss, and I do think that's also perhaps something that distinguishes this from Michigan State, that you don't have this dramatic moment of confronting the bad guy and confronting the accuser. And, you know, I think a lot of the victims don't necessarily have the closure that they were hoping for, because they haven't had this day of reckoning with Dr. Strauss, who, as you say, you know, took his life more than 20 years ago. But I mean, man, I spoke with, you know, former athlete after former athlete, and the damage and sort of the despair that they're still going through. It's really striking how these instances from more than half their life ago still are causing damage today.
Everybody should check it out. In Sports Illustrated, we've been speaking with writer and executive editor John Wertheim. John, thanks for your time, man. Great article, and let's catch up down the road.
You got it. Appreciate it. Anytime.
All right. Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. We're open the rest of the way. Come on back for some Rick's Picks.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Hadle is going to go to the air. He's back to pass. He throws deep to the end zone. Batted up in the air. Intercepted by Dan Connors. It was a deflection hit into the air by Willie Brown. And Connors came down with a pass. And the Raiders stopped the Chargers without six, without even three on that drive.
Cares about anything else when you've got Rick Tittle on the radio.
Oh my gosh, I know, right? I mean, literally, who cares? Oh my gosh. 1-800-878-PLAY is how you get in and get heard. 1-800-878-7529 as lines are available. Rick, I've been waiting forever. All right, well, come on in and get heard, girl. Don't get all bent out of shape now. Let's get to some Rick's picks. And first, before we get there, we found out this morning where Le'Veon Bell is going to be playing, and it's with the Kansas City Chiefs. What a major upgrade they got to their running back core. Apparently, he got it down, his choices between Miami and Kansas City. And you might think, why Miami? And it's like, well, who wouldn't want to live in Miami? And also, he could stick it to the Jets and the division. But look, he's not dumb. He's got a fantastic chance of getting a Super Bowl ring. He just went from the worst team in the league to arguably the best team in the league. And look, they're running back by committee right now. If you think about Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who's a nice-looking rookie, he's, you know, an okay pass-catching option. But, you know, they don't have any depth. Darrell Williams is the team's second-leading rusher from running back, and he has 35 yards. So, look, it's something that Andy Reid is going to be over the moon of. If this guy is at his normal ability, Le'Veon Bell is one of the best in the business. So, you know, over 1,800 yards from scrimmage in his final 3 years in Pittsburgh. This is the most high-powered offense around, and they just got better. So, bully if you're a Chiefs fan. Hey, when you win, everybody wants to hang out. Right? Am I right? Well, those same Chiefs, by the way, will be playing Monday at 2 p.m. What? Yeah, Monday at 2 p.m. It's a little weird, and the Cardinals and the Cowboys will go at the game. It'll be the second game. Remember, things had to get screwed around. So Cardinals and Cowboys, Bills and Chiefs, we'll get to those games on Monday more in depth. But let's start out with Sunday morning, clouds in the sky. The Panthers will be hosting the Bears. And the Panthers are getting a point. The Bears are 4-1. They've been very impressive. They got Nick Foles, the free agent quarterback, Super Bowl MVP, going at it. The Panthers, of course, with Teddy Bridgewater at the helm, been playing better lately. The Bears have been getting some pretty miraculous wins, in my opinion. Close. But I like the Panthers at home in this one. The Eagles will be hosting the Ravens. And Carson Wentz and co. definitely want to improve on things. The Ravens on the road are favored by 7.5. I look for the Eagles to bounce back. This is my upset special, and there's nothing special about it if I'm wrong. I like the Eagles over Baltimore on the road. What do you think of that? I think you're stupid. You might be right. The Vikings will be hosting the Falcons. The Falcons, of course, don't have a head coach. Well, they have an interim guy. But the Vikes suck. The Vikings are 1-4, and I would be tempted to bet against anybody with the Vikings right now, and the Vikings are giving up 4 points at home. But man, oh man, I cannot pick the Falcons. I don't think there's a honeymoon period. I'll figure Zimmer will figure out a way to shut them down. I'll go with Minnesota. The Steel Curtain will go up against the Brown Flush. That'll be at Heinz Field. And how about this? If the Browns win this game, they will go ahead of the Steelers into first place because the Steelers are 4-0, the Browns are 4-1, and of course the Browns would go to 5-1 there and have the tiebreak. So Steelers, by the way, favored by 3.5 at home. Look, the Browns are scrappy. The Browns are kind of playing like everyone thought they were going to do last year, and they're starting to step up very quietly. But I still like the Steelers at home. You got to show me first, Cleveland. I'm not getting on board yet. Another morning game. We'll have the Titans hosting the Texans. And if you looked at this game at the beginning of the year, you'd probably think that'd be a good little matchup. It's not now. The Texans have no more GM and head coach. It's the same guy, and he got fired. And the Titans are flying high at 4-0. And they did some pretty destructive things in their last game, which surprised people what they did to the Buffalo Bills, who were undefeated, basically thrashed them. So obviously I'm going to take the Titans at home. And by the way, the Titans are only favored by 3.5, which is very weird. 3.5 is all they're getting. That seems like a pretty good bet, even off the money line. The New York Giants will host Washington football team, and these two teams are a disgrace. And I don't mean because one used to be called Redskins. It's because they both stink. In fact, the Giants are 0-5. And how about that Joe Judge? What an inspiring hire. How about moving up the draft to get Daniel Jones? Look, Saquon Barkley's banged up. What are they going to do? is Washington going to go in there with maybe Alex Smith, the Lazarus of football, right? Are they going to go in there and win? I think the Giants finally win a damn game. They've gotten close. They got with the Cowboys last week when Prescott got hurt. I think the Giants finally win a game, which would leave both teams at 1-5. We have the Patriots hosting the Donkeys, and Patriots are 1-3, or I should say the Broncos are 1-3, the Patriots are 2-2. The Patriots getting 9.5. Wow. I still think they win that game. New England. The Colts are hosting the Bengals. This is in Indianapolis. Colts favored by 8. Colts 3-2, Bengals. I kind of want to take the Bengals in an upset, but AJ Green got hurt yet again, so I got to go with Indianapolis. The Jaguars are hosting the Lions. Both of these teams only have one win. This is going to be really ugly. I'll pick, and whenever you have two lousy teams, I take the home team, and that's the case with Jacksonville. The Dolphins will be hosting the Jets as we get to the afternoon games. The Jets are horrifying. The Dolphins feeling a little bit better about themselves with Fitzpatrick, and Brian Flores says, I don't need to play Tua if I don't have to. So either way, I think the Dolphins win that division rivalry. And then a game a lot of people are going to get on national television is Aaron Rodgers versus Tom Brady, and that is the Buccaneers hosting the Packers. The Packers are undefeated at 4-0. Drafting Jordan Love was a smart move, but still they're 4-0, and the Packers are 3-2. And last week Tom Brady didn't even know what down it was. What an idiot. Yeah. But I'm going to pick the Bucs to win this game. I think they step up and Brady outduels Rodgers, even if he has a worse game. I just think Tampa Bay wins that game. And then you get the 49ers and the Rams at Levi's. The 49ers are a shell of their former self. They've extended the GM and the head coach. Jimmy Garoppolo got benched. Their starter from 2 weeks ago is now a healthy scratch. He's not even the backup. So I think Jared Goff, who grew up a Niner fan and Novato, California, I think he comes to town and he helps the Rams win that game. And the Rams are favored by 3, so the Niners are a home dog. Now you could say, hey, I think the Niners step up. I think they don't. I really don't think they don't. But, you know, if this was the friggin' Jets or the Giants, I think they do step up. Not this time. And by the way, a lot of eyeballs will be on this because this is the Sunday night game as well. But they got to just tape up Jimmy G's ankle. Don't bench him if things don't go well. But you know, there's too much talent on this team to just say, "Oh, Nick Bosa and Richard Sherman are playing." So, like, you have other dudes on that team. You still have some talent. So the 49ers need to get a little pride. I said pride. So I'll pick the Rams to win anyway. All right. When we come back, open lines, your calls. We'll talk a little NBA as well. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
Mom and Dad are such a loving pair, but the house where they jump when their tempers flare. They promise to those kids get to the part. I wonder if my parents will ever be apart. My mommy's job is a knife. I thrill to see.
Ready for an oil change? O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need. Our professional parts people can suggest the best products for your car and budget. Like 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter, everyday low price just $26.99. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Tax Program. On the line is Paul from California. Hi, Paul. What's your tax problem today?
Hi, Ronnie. Love your show. Listen, I've got a big problem. You see, my paycheck was garnished last week, and I'm only getting half the normal amount. To make matters worse, the IRS froze my bank account. Listen, I'm embarrassed and scared. I need some help.
Listen, Paul, you don't need to feel embarrassed. You just need some tax help. And the great news is the IRS has some unbelievable programs that can eliminate your tax debt so you don't have to worry about having your paycheck garnished or your bank levied. Doesn't that sound great?
It sure does, Ronnie.
Then do yourself a huge favor and get a free consultation right now. And tell them the tax lady sent you.
855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. 855-715-5721. That's 855-715-5721.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Where did you get those clothes? At the toilet store?
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Well, 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 what do you think of that? 1-800-878-PLAY. Email's rick@sportsbyline.com. And I have email here from JJ. Rick, as we turn our attention to the NBA, do you think that the Warriors will take LaMelo Ball? Personally, I would rather pass. Your thoughts. Thanks. I'm with you. I'm not a big LaMelo Ball guy, but if they drafted him, I would try to embrace it. I would try to think about, maybe all the good that can come with it and the transition between the fact that, you know, we've got all our old guys getting older and blah, blah, blah. I don't think that they will take LaMelo Ball. But on the other hand, I also think that the NBA needs to very, very soon start getting their timelines down before any of this can happen. And, you know, the only thing we know for sure is that the draft is on November 18th. It's more than a month. A month. And so when does free agency start? That's really when the off season begins. And then what will the salary cap be? And there's just a lot of uncertainty. Right now, the cap was $115 million, and there have been reports that there's going to be a sizable drop in the cap. A sizable drop. So if you think about when they, you know, and look, I've heard a rumor that it could go to 109 at 6 million, but still anything going down like that, that's an extra guy on your team, which could be the difference. So, and by the way, the process that leads up to the draft, everything has been changed because the league, you can't bring guys in, but you have had the longest possible time to evaluate prospects with the least amount of film and interviews. It's very unusual. And the draft combine was supposed to be May in Chicago. Think about that. And, you know, they're trying to bring in guys for medicals and things, but, you know, apparently now they'll say that you can have a face-to-face interview beginning today for a month and two visits per player, but every prospect has to have a negative COVID-19 test before you can come in within 72 hours, and teams are only allowed to have a maximum of three people present for interviews with prospects. You can't have every single damn coach and trainer in there. But when does next season actually tip off? Isn't that huge? I'd say that's pretty huge, that if you want to find that out. I mean, the short answer is that we don't have an answer. Adam Silver has said that it wouldn't start before Christmas, so the expectation is January. Some say February. And are you going to get a full season in? Whenever the start date is announced or whatever it is, it will come with notice. And by the way, the union and the league were told that they would get 8-week notice. In other words, you'll get 2 months to think about it, to get to camp and things like that. So if the league wanted to start on January 18th, that's something that's been discussed because it's a very significant day for America, and especially on the NBA calendar because it's MLK Day. And that means that they would have to let the players know by Thanksgiving, November 23rd around there, to get the 8-week notice. But as next season, you know, the league and the union say that we're doing 82 games, but they're trying to have it with less travel. So what does that mean? Does that mean there's going to change the schedule up and get the local teams in? So the Warriors, instead of playing the Clippers and the Lakers, you know, four times, are going to play them six times? I don't know. Or six times since the, you know, to eight. But the number one thing I think we're looking at is, you know, will fans be able to attend games? Because, you know, we've seen the NFL hold off in some markets, and depending on state and local laws, there are some fans in others as well, and we can't even say for sure that that's worked well yet. I mean, fan attendance normally makes up 40% of league revenue, which is hard to believe that it would be 40%. But then you look at ticket prices and you go, well, I guess that is a chunk. And plus it adds to the atmosphere of the game. And, you know, the league did its best to try to create the game atmosphere inside the Orlando bubble, but when the Lakers were crowned champions, there were no fans to holler them on. So, I mean, obviously the league is going to do all the research it can, but we're still waiting on a lot of dates here. Now, another thing, by the way, 1-800-878-PLAYLINES, another thing that's came over the wire today.
The Wire is a great show.
Is that the Miami Heat are going to go all in on Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What?
Bob Myers just spit up his iced coffee with oat milk because, I mean, the Heat were two wins away from winning everything. And you know how ambitious Pat Riley is. He doesn't want to just sit around and spend his money. So this is something from Sham Sharania of The Athletic. With the Greek Freak with one year left on his current deal with Milwaukee, and after that he'd be able to sign a 5-year max. So Miami has a desire to maintain financial flexibility so they have the means to pursue him next year, which means they have to wait on offering a max rookie extension to Bam Adebayo, who, by the way, was an all-star center. So if you're a rival team and you're monitoring Adebayo's extension and the after effects, if they don't extend him, Miami is prepared then to pursue the two-time MVP, reigning MVP. And there's a school of thought that salary-wise, waiting on Adebayo's extension would allow for space like that. Because if Antetokounmpo signs an extension with the Bucks, the heat is done right there. But for what it's worth, the Bucks are confident that he will indeed sign it. But if he doesn't, then it gets interesting. I mean, the Heat are far from the only franchise angling to land the star forward because, as I said, the Golden State Warriors are also a team that's been mentioned as well, but they were talking about a trade and sign. So maybe it's not just Milwaukee waiting around. He has to see, what does Milwaukee do? What if Milwaukee goes out and gets him, you know, Jimmy Butler and Klay Thompson? And I'm not saying these guys are on the block or available, but I'm just saying, what if he throws in these stars around him? Remember, he can make way more money by staying around. And remember what he said, quote, "I want the Bucks to build a winning culture. So far, we have been doing great, and if this lasts, there's no other place I want to be. But if we're underperforming in the NBA next year, deciding whether to sign becomes a lot more difficult." So, look, we know it's the only team he's ever played for, and he's expressed a desire to stay in the only NBA city that he's known. And last offseason, he said the ultimate goal is to win a championship. As long as that we are all on the same page and we're all focused on that goal, why not play for the Bucks 20 years? Why not play 25 years? Why not, after playing, be a member of the coaching staff or a member of the front office? But we got to have the same goal. We got to have the same principles. Got to focus on winning a championship. I want to be part of a winning team. As long as we have the same mindset and the same approach, there's no reason for me to move and not be like Steph, not be like Dirk or Kobe or Tim Duncan. In other words, Curry, Dirk Nowitzki, Kobe Bryant, Tim Duncan, guys who so far have played for one team. We know the latter three did. Their careers are over. But at the very least, it looks like Giannis is going to be in Brewtown with the Brew Crew one more year. I don't think they're going to trade him before his contract expires. Antetokounmpo said that when they said, "Will you ask for a trade?" he said he won't ask for a trade. So the extension offer is coming, and we'll see what the decision is. And it's going to be a stressful year for him in that regard, just from my time watching Kevin Durant deal with that a couple of years ago. You know, and then, you know, with the Heat, with their plans, you know, their plan was not to make the NBA Finals this year. You know, but they obviously figured that they're major players now. You know, and a lot of teams have got to the finals and then just kind of fallen off, right? And then they just go away. And I think about teams like, you know, the Magic in 09 or the Mavs in 11 or the, you know, the Thunder in 12. These teams like, hey, we're here to go. But that's the thing, if they keep their youngsters around. I mentioned Adebayo, he's 23. Tyler Hero is 20. Duncan Robinson is 26. You know, and they have a couple choices to make. Goran Dragic is a free agent. But, you know, Miami was very close to adding Danilo Gallinari at the trade deadline, but they didn't want to jeopardize their cap space for next summer. Because Pat Riley, he talked about how it was a 2-year plan. He said, "We are committed to winning and getting back into contending for a world championship. We will get players on what we need in the next year or two." Yes. So, I mean, they could try to re-sign Dragic, who's 34, or Jay Crowder, who's 30, for one-plus deals, which is a non-guaranteed second year, which can be helpful for trade purposes as well. But that's only if Dragic and Crowder are on board with that plan. And if they see Miami, like, holding out on Adebayo, and they're like, eh. I mean, who are some free agents after this year that can help? Well, you know, what about a guy like Fred VanVleet? We saw what he was able to do in Toronto. So anyway, to answer your questions in a long style, I don't think they're going to draft LaMelo Ball, the Warriors. And the Warriors have to know that they're not the only ones in on the Greek Freak. All right, we'll take a quick timeout, and we'll come on back on Sports One.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Oh, come now, don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
All right. Jeez Louise. By the way, one more note here on that Cleveland-Pittsburgh game. And I picked Pittsburgh at Heinz Field. If you're leaning Cleveland, something you should know. Baker Mayfield got a little banged up the other day. And there's a chance that he might not be able to play. Well, the Browns had a backup named Gilbert, but he was on the practice squad, which means anybody can sign him, and that's what the Cowboys did, former UT star, when Dak Prescott got hurt. So the Giants, on their practice squad, had Kyle LaLeta, so the Browns plucked him to be the backup to Baker Mayfield, and he has to go on a crash course on the offense. They already had Case Keenum in camp. So if Baker Mayfield can't go because of the injury on the road, Case Keenum will be the only quarterback, because they found out that when they signed Kyle LaLeta, he was subject to the COVID-19 protocols that any player acquisition has to be on the team for 6 days of COVID testing before he can go. That means he cannot be activated for the game at Heinz Field. That means Cleveland's going to show up with just Mayfield and Keenum. And if Mayfield can't play, they're going to play the whole game with one quarterback. So they're going to have to go through the roster and say who took a snap in high school is what they're basically going to have to do. And that happened. I remember Mike Schumann told me the story about the Niners the year before they got Bill Walsh when they had Frank O'Connor as the head coach. He came to the sideline and said, who wants to play quarterback? And Schumann was thinking, this is the NFL. Who wants to play quarterback? And they all said, Freddie Solomon played in college. And he went, no. And they go, Freddie Solomon, you're the quarterback. Go in. But, yeah, it could be a situation like that. And I'm sure a lot of guys are like, hey, let me try it. Well, first thing you have to do is make sure you get in sync with the snapper, because everybody snaps the ball differently, even though you hate to do it. But, yeah, just another thing there, if you're a Browns fan, to think about. All right, thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday morning, 9 o'clock, peck time.
We don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.